Welcome back here. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show on this Friday night here. I guess this is the last Friday night in the month of February. And then in a few weeks, it's springtime, you know.
Well, things have sort of moved along, haven't they, in this wintertime?
They really have. I mean, I don't know what it is. It's this period of my life or something. I've just, you know, I used to dread. One of the things that ain't happening to me anymore is because I'm not getting colds and flu any longer, you know, because I go ahead, I get that damn shot. Every time I tell somebody about a flu shot, I got the same argument with people, you know. Nah, it doesn't work. I had an argument with somebody the other day who said, we found out it worked, that doesn't work. Really? I mean, I'm here in front of you. I've had at least 3 colds a year since the time I was 5. I mean, I've had bronchitis and tonsillitis through my 20s, and then from my 20s on into my, you know, into about 4 or 5 years ago, I was getting bronchitis and all kinds of chest infections and colds and sinus infections, just like everybody that I know. Everybody I know, every age of everybody that I know, sick, 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 sick. Like Alex, man, you know, one of our guys, he's sick.
Oh, what does Alex have? He has a cold?
Yeah, I talked to him today. He said he's got a cold.
Yeah, he's got a cold. And other people have colds, and another person, they're staying home, and they're sick, and they're colds, and they're sick, and they're colds, and they're sick, and they got colds, okay? Now, me, I ain't had one, man, since I got in the hospital. I came out of the hospital, I'm getting these flu shots, right? What do I get from people? Nah, they don't work. Really? I'm telling you, they do work. I'm standing here in front of you.
Well, how do you know they're working? I know, Phil, hold on.
How do you know? The man's not getting any flu or anything.
Hold on, General. How can you be sure that's the flu shot and not the natural immunities that you have built up over time?
Yeah, that's a good point, Miss Henry.
The natural immunities that I've built up over time?
Yes.
Okay. Don't you find that coincidental?
Now, hold on. Just then you went, you see, you're not sure which way to go with it. I've already got you.
No.
Yeah, we did. You went,
You stutter-stepped.
You sort of did, Phil. You went, If I did that, it's because I didn't know which brilliant point I wanted to make first. I had about 5 or 6 lined up to completely shut Margaret down, and I just was trying to decide, and I was overwhelmed at my own brilliance. There. You happy?
Boy, get a load of you.
Yeah, well, let me just explain. My natural immunities didn't protect me up until... It sure as hell didn't keep me from getting swine flu, man. Didn't keep me from getting pneumonia. Didn't keep me from all kinds of sickness that I had, right? My natural immunity. All of a sudden, now I got natural immunities. When did I get those?
After you got in the hospital and you was exposed to all the sick people.
You guys will, you know, you'll say anything and you'll believe anything just to not admit to me that flu shots are any good at all. All of this stuff about how this stuff causes autism, man, I'm getting real tired of this jazz. The thing that got me really pissed off was when I read that whooping cough or something is, there's an outbreak of it now. And so here's the deal. I won't get my kid vaccinated. So now my kid is not carrying around the potential autism-causing vaccine. Instead, he's a carrier of all kinds of illness and disease and sickness that he can infect other kids with and put them all in an early grave. Way to do it, baby.
Hey.
Well, I can't believe you'd applaud something like that, Dickman.
I'm being for what Mr. Henry calls a thesis.
I didn't say thesis, facetious.
Wow.
Well.
But the point is well made, bud. Thank you. And...
Well, Phil, the jury is out.
The jury ain't out on anything. The jury's not out on anything. I don't care what doctor wrote a book. I want to know what the settled science is. And until such time as somebody can say, well, we've got critical mass on this, and we really need to rethink this, they don't. They do not. They don't have that. What they do have is this. They've got not vaccinating kids means more sick kids. That's what's happening. We got that. That's right in front of our faces. I'm not going to get a vaccine for this. I'm not going to get a vaccine for that.
Well, yeah, you're not talking about getting a vaccine. You're talking about getting a flu shot. That's different from having the mumps. Yeah, you didn't get the mumps or anything, did you?
No, I haven't had the mumps. I've never had the mumps.
Oh, my God. So you're a carrier for the mumps.
But wait a minute. Wait. I have asked doctors, should I go ahead and get a mumps vaccine at my age? And they've said no. You know, I when I first married Maria, and I knew that I was about to become the stepfather of 4 little tiny kids. Don't you think that I was worried about that? I remember thinking, oh, man, I'm a dead man walking. Because the minute we get married and I move in, there'll be every kind of deadly disease and virus.
Oh, come on, Henry. Are you out of your mind?
I'm kidding a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that is true.
Well, you were worried, though.
I was kind of worried, yeah. I was worried that... I said to her, I've had the chicken pox and I had measles. I never had mumps. And of the three, mumps sounds badass. You know, chicken pox was nothing. Measles sucked. The measles that I had as a kid, I had a bad fever. I was sick as a dog. But freaking mumps doesn't sound like any walk in the park at all, man.
Yeah, and I can't. Your testicles explode, or not explode, but they get swolled up and everything, don't they?
What are you talking about?
Will you shut up? No, they don't.
What do you mean your testicles get swolled up?
My understanding is, and I never had the mumps either, Phil, but I don't believe in I'll get the mumps because I'm just not around anyone that's ever had the mumps, nor will I allow it anywhere near me.
You've got grandkids.
Well, I've got grandkids, yes, but they've all been vaccinated. I try to ensure that everyone that comes within 100 feet of me has had a vaccination of some kind for some kind of a disease so that I'm, I can feel as if I'm safe, even though I probably am not. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that I try to ensure the safety of my own, if I can put it in the crude army term, I try to ensure the safety of my own ass, all right?
General.
Now, Margaret, I'm trying to make a point. To the extent that I can, I check certificates of vaccination for most of the people that come within contact of me.
For certificates of vaccination? You've never seen my certificate of vaccination.
No, but I did. Remember, you gave me that physical, that report from your doctor where you had had the flu shot. You'd just gotten out of the hospital.
Boy, now that I think about it, did you give him?
I did, yes.
I don't know what it is I'm giving you my medical history for. You're the guy working for me, and I haven't seen yours.
Hey, let me tell you something, my friend. I'm as clean as a baby's ass, and you can quote me. Why? What is so funny about that?
Talking about being clean as a baby's ass.
And you can quote me. That's the part that I liked.
Well, you can.
I can assure you I won't be quoting you anytime soon. That was vulgar.
Margaret, please, please accept my sincere apologies. Not.
Okay. Say that again.
Has he had the shingles vaccination?
What about that, General?
What do you mean the shingles vaccination? Is that the chicken pox?
Basically. Once you've had the chicken pox, you can get shingles if you don't have the vaccination.
Oh, I have it. What about you, Henry? You got the? Didn't you get the pox?
I had chicken pox. Yeah. Should I get it too?
Yes.
What about you? Did you have chicken pox? No, you didn't, because you were one of those kids that got vaccinated for that stuff.
Nope, I had it.
You had chicken pox?
Yep. That stuff didn't start happening until I was probably in my late teens, where kids were mandated.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It was a rite of passage.
It was a rite of passage for me, too. Yeah, we all had chicken pox. Remember itching like a son of a bitch when
it
was going away?
I almost ended up in the hospital.
Oh, you poor baby. I had measles like a sucker, man. I mean, I had measles when I was 10, and I was a sick dog. And then I was in my early 20s, and I was here in California, and I don't know, we were out drinking one weekend. I felt kind of like I was coming down with the flu, right? And I went over to my mom's house. And I took my shirt off in the bathroom, and I'm looking at these red spots on my side and on my chest. And my mother's standing there. She goes, "Oh, my goodness, you have the chicken pox. Measles. You have the measles, honey." I said, "Measles? Are you kidding me?" She goes, "Well, you had the bad measles." So she said, "These are probably the German measles, the 24-hour ones or 48-hour ones?"
What are you talking German for?
Well, obviously, did they originate in Germany?
Yeah, sure. That's where they started. I don't know. But I had those measles, and anyway, I guess we ought to get the shingles vaccine.
I'm not getting any shingles vaccine. What do I look like, some old lady in a bib? That's the kind of thing that an old woman does when she wears a bib and she's being transported.
I lost you there, General.
Yeah, I did too.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, but all right, that's a good one to think about, man, a shingles vaccine. That's great. All right, so for those of you who had the chicken pox, get your shingles vaccine. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And, of course, tune in. We are live and mobile. And on our Listen Live line, we are live and mobile as well. Check it out, philhenryshow.com. Hello. Yeah. God.
Why Why don't you get somebody who knows how to push the buttons better?
I know I can push your buttons.
Yeah. Smile when you say that.
Anyway, thank you, General. Thank you, Margaret. And thank you. It's a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. PhilHendryShow.com. And it's kind of a lazy Friday night. I think we're all drying out here, but I did want to make note of George Lopez had a bit of a problem in Canada. George Lopez is, quote, usually a stand-up comic, so writes Christy DeZarillo in the L.A. Times, but Thursday night in Canada he appeared to be more of a passed-out-on-the-floor comic and was subsequently arrested on suspicion of public intoxication, according to reports on Friday. He made a statement on Show Tracker, or maybe it was a Twitter statement that was picked up by Show Tracker. Tied one on last night. Not feeling so great this morning. I was trying to sleep it off. Unfortunately, it was on a casino floor. No charges were filed against George, according to TMZ, which said Lopez was put in a drunk tank to sober up and was later released.
Now, you know George Lopez to some extent, don't you?
I've met him. He's a wonderful guy. He really is. He's a very nice man. He's a very humble guy. In fact, when I read the headline here, it says, George Lopez humble as he jokes about drunken arrest in Canada. I believe that because he's a guy that has often been quoted as saying, somebody asked him once, do you mind giving autographs? He said, I waited 30 years to give autographs. Why would I mind, you know?
No, so that means he doesn't mind, right?
Yeah, that means he doesn't mind. It means he's... So before his arrest, the 52-year-old performer was photographed, seemingly passed out on the floor of Caesars Windsor, where he had just performed in a scheduled... He just performed in this place. Now he gets hammered in the joint, and he's on the floor there. He is scheduled to perform there tonight. The photo was posted on Twitter with the caption, George Lopez passed out at the casino last night. Gee, that's great. Casino security was alerted to the situation when Lopez was seen on the floor.
That's not too cool of people.
No, it wasn't. Look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter at all. Where the days we live in, folks, these are days that I hope we remember these days because we'll sell anybody out. We will sell, and I say we, I mean all of us, maybe myself included. I don't know. But if we've got a picture, even of a good friend, if it's Twitter worthy, if it's something that's going to get us a whole bunch of followers, if it's something that's going to get us a whole bunch of attention, something that's going to get us some money, something that's going to get us somewhere, man, we'll post that stuff like you wouldn't. I mean, we'll stick that up on Instagram and everywhere else like, you know, like we're working for Perez Hilton, man. I mean, like we're with TMZ. It doesn't make any difference. And there's Lopez. Someone got his picture. Man, they slammed that up on Twitter.
Well, what? You don't have to have loyalty to George Lopez if you don't know him.
No, you're right. You don't. You're right. I mean, but I bet you money that the person that took that picture would probably call themselves a fan.
Well, that doesn't seem like a fan to me.
It doesn't seem like a fan to me either. But that's the way it is now. Somebody who's a fan would take that picture and put it on Twitter and still say that they're a fan.
Yeah, you sound like just because George Lopez is a nice guy, like you're all saying he's all cool and everything.
No, I'm not.
Well, yeah, you are kind of.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. The guy got drunk. He got passed out on the floor. That's fine. Somebody took his picture. Did I say that he shouldn't have been arrested? Did I say any of that? I'm just saying somebody took his picture and put it on Twitter.
Yeah, so that's what people will do to put it on the Twitter.
But what I'm saying is, let me ask you a question. If you saw me passed out drunk on a floor, would you take my picture and put it on Twitter?
Oh, that's a good question, bud. Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Proof.
But that's different of you being on Twitter. Because you need the publicity.
Ha ha! That's beautiful, bud. Oh, I wish I would have thought of that one myself.
I'm not, you know, don't you think?
Because I need the publicity.
Well, there's a point, Mr. Henry.
Yeah. That's why you'd put it on there, huh?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my ass. You're telling me you'd put my picture on Twitter of me passed out drunk because you are doing that. You're looking out for me, huh?
Hold on for a minute, man.
Yeah, I'm looking out for you on account of the publicity.
The publicity of me being passed out drunk on a casino floor. You think that's good publicity?
Bud, think about it. Give it some thought, you clown.
Leave me a clown. I mean...
You know what, man? You're just saying that to give yourself a good excuse to put my face on Twitter drunk and passed out on the floor. If you don't have a good excuse, then you sound like a jackball. And you want to sound cool.
Yeah, it is kind of true, bud. I mean, You know.
Are you telling me that wouldn't be cool publicity?
Me passed out drunk? No. God, no. Are you nuts?
Well, you did do drunk history.
Bingo. There's a good point right there. You did drunk history.
Okay, now hold on for just a minute.
Phil, you did.
Wait. Drunk history was not me passed out on a floor. Drunk history was me drunk. And I'm talking about Daniel Inouye, the great senator from Hawaii.
Yeah, you're all drunk on tequila, and you're trying to say some Japanese names and stuff. Everybody know that's going to sound jacked up.
Well, you don't know yet, man, because you haven't heard it, have you?
Well, I haven't heard it, but still all.
Look, guys, I'm sorry, you're not making the case. You ain't making the case with me that because I'm drunk on drunk history, it's the same thing as being passed out on a casino floor. It's completely different. Don't you think it's different if a guy is drunk and you got a picture of him and another guy is drunk and he's throwing up in a toilet?
Well, it's kind of about the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
What? Are you high?
How do you figure that's the same thing? You two guys, I ought to knock your heads together just for the art of it.
Why do you say that?
Well, because if you're drunk,
throwing up in a toilet, I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
You talk about when you get too drunk.
Yes. When you get so drunk, you're puking into a toilet. Haven't you ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're drunk and you're not throwing up in a toilet. You're just asleep on a floor.
And you're saying what?
I'm saying, well, forget about the sleep on a floor. I didn't mean to say that. You're drunk and you're just sitting on a couch and you're talking to somebody.
What?
Yeah, you messed it up.
You messed it up, Phil. You were doing good, and then you took the whole thing and turned it into a turd.
Yeah.
All right, let me do it one more time then, okay? You're drunk and you're sitting on a couch.
No, it's too late now, man. You know.
Yeah, all the steam went out of it.
Jesus. I'm telling you.
Well, Phil, you know, you had a good point, and then you carved that thing a new ass.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to just say this, you know. George Lopez is a nice man. I'm sorry I got into trouble. You know, watch yourself, George. Don't drink and drive. And it's very characteristic of him that he would be self-effacing and make fun of himself. So good for him, and I'm glad he's cool. Casino security was alerted. Security got law enforcement involved. He'll be back on TV on March 6th with the premiere of his comedy St. George on FX. It's his first starring role in a sitcom since The George Lopez Show wrapped its six-season run in 2007. He hosted his own TBS talk show, Lopez. I was in the hospital when that show was on the air. I laughed my ass off, man, when I was watching Lopez. So that's the news there about George Lopez. Now, the other news here that I think is...
Now, George is not going to be upset that you said that he's cool, even though he was passed out drunk on a floor, and you got in an argument with Bud saying that at least he wasn't throwing up in a toilet.
What are you saying?
You heard me.
Margaret.
I just want to make sure that Phil didn't run afoul.
I didn't run afoul of anything. I don't even know what it is you just said.
I repeated back what you said.
Yeah, when you said...
Oh, don't worry about it, Bud. Bitcoin exchange Mt. Gox files for bankruptcy. What is Bitcoin exchange? As the Bitcoin exchange Mt. Gox was careening toward collapse in early February, its owner, Mark Capellas, found that even some fellow virtual currency advocates were losing faith. Members of the Bitcoin Foundation's board, an important promoter of virtual currencies, were losing confidence because the exchange had been associated with another foundation member who was arrested in January on money laundering charges. The young currency in recent months had been increasingly backed by prominent investors, but the taint of criminal activity was starting to take over the headlines. Some wanted Karpeles, chief executive of Mt. Gox, the Tokyo-based site that once had been the go-to place to buy bitcoins, to either resign from the foundation or be removed from its board, according to people briefed on the matter. It was that steady erosion of faith in the Bitcoin community that ultimately served as the death knell for Mt. Gox, which had been enduring a series of problems, including having accounts frozen by authorities in the United States last year. Without the public backing of Bitcoin believers, Mt. Gox lacked the ability to get the financing it needed, those familiar with the discussion say. This is virtual currency. I don't know a damn thing about it.
Well, there's so much going on that you're supposed to stay up on. I think it's all... It's ridiculous.
What do you mean, virtual currency?
Virtual currency, meaning it's just internet currency. It's currency that one would use. It's probably no different from just, you know, bank wiring of monies, of zeros. You know, no real dollar bills or gold is moving around. Or is it? I don't know.
Nice to know. You got it under control, Mr. Henry.
Hey, pal. You know, I got it more under control than you do, bud. Giving me a hard time. Talking about George Lopez on the floor or whatever the hell else it was. We'll be back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
I didn't say anything about George Lopez, about him laying on the floor.
No, but you don't know the difference between a guy throwing up into a toilet and a guy just sitting there having a drink, okay? We're going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We are live and mobile on TuneIn and on our Listen Live line at philhenryshow.com.
I'm so glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad.
Hello, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm kind of interested in this Bitcoin thing.
What? I don't know what Bitcoin is.
Well, it's a virtual currency, from what I understand.
Yeah, it is. It is a virtual currency, and it has been used online as a virtual currency. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is joining us to give us a little insight on Bitcoin. And Ted is actually speaking to us from his car on the way home from Ted's of Beverly Hills, kind of. Taking the night off early, Ted?
No, it's going home and relaxing here on a Friday night. It's not often that I get out of the restaurant here early on a Friday night, but it's my wife's birthday, Marcy's birthday, so we've got some friends that are over. We're going to have a little celebration, and we're going to, have a nice, relaxing evening.
Did you hear the news about Bitcoin?
I'm sorry, did I hear the news about Bitcoin?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Well, there apparently Bitcoin is filing for bankruptcy.
Bitcoin is filing for bankruptcy. When did you read that?
I just read that tonight. I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Well, you want to get my opinion on it. You know that I got money in it, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, you're kidding, Ted.
No, I'm not kidding. Well, okay.
Do you mind telling me how much you've got in there?
Well, oh, God.
You got money in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I got money in Bitcoin. We're on the air, aren't we? All right, folks. Well, Phil Henry has caught Ted Bell here at a disadvantage, although I am Ted Bell, and I want you to come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I get so tired of pitching. You tell me what you know, and I'll tell you what I know, Phil. If we can do it that way, I think we're going to make a lot of progress on this thing. I'm a little taken aback. What do you know? What do you know, and I'll tell you what I know. And when you get it, I get it.
All right. Well, what I know is that Bitcoin has filed for bankruptcy because the assets, the backing has steadily dried up ever since the arrest of this guy, Charlie Shrem, in Los Angeles. Mr. Shrem was arrested by, or he was arrested by authorities, I should say, in New York. He's from Los Angeles. He was arrested on money laundering charges. And apparently that news has not redounded well among Bitcoin investors.
Charlie Shrem got arrested in New York. When was that?
January 26th. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know who he is. And I didn't know anything about him getting arrested. January 26th he got arrested?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know something? I got involved in this. I put some dollars into it. I put six figures into it, if you want to know. It's not going to break me, but I don't like losing money, and I sure don't like seeing... I put a fair amount of money into it, okay?
You put low six figures?
I don't want to comment, all right? I'm not going to... What I don't ever do is I don't tell people how much money I've invested in anything, Phil, because I don't want people to think that I'm parading my the success of my business or parading my money. So I never, ever comment on how much money that I put into any particular capital investment. And I certainly am not going to start doing that tonight. But it was about $100,000 for me and for the...
I thought you weren't going to say how much.
Well, you guys are pushing me.
I don't think we pushed you. You said you didn't want to say anything. I didn't hear Phil pushing you.
General, I know how this thing works. Phil says, can you tell me how much? No, I don't want to say it. But as I was saying, no, I don't want to say it, I realized that you guys weren't going to let up. You were going to lean on me and lean on me and lean on me like a pack of jackals. Until I finally spit it out. So there it was, $100,000. Thank God I can afford to lose it. Thank God I can afford to lose it. But never in my wildest dreams did I think they were going to go belly up because of money laundering.
Well, what happened? No, they didn't money launder. It was a member of their board that got arrested for it. The police, the authorities said there is no evidence linking this group, this Bitcoin exchange, this Mt. Gox, no evidence at all linking them to any money laundering. It happened to be one of the board members. However, the company's going under,
And so the company's going under. That means that I've got to wait around for my money. Man, I'll get, 10 cents, 20 cents on a dollar if I'm lucky enough? I got to tell you something, Phil, and I think this has happened quite a bit in recent years. Even those of us who are successful, and I think a lot of people are going to be very interested in this. You think that because a man has money, a lot of you folks out there think that because a guy is a part of the 1%, which, yes, I am. I am part of the 1%. I don't shy away from that. I don't run in fear from that. I am part of the 1%. But if you think because a guy is a part of the 1%, he's immune to being taken into a darkened room, have the door closed, and have him bound and gagged with a ball, and then they...
Okay, I understand. Being taken advantage of.
Yes, being taken advantage of. You want to put it mildly, yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. If you think this sounds like a guy's being taken advantage of. Who's that remind you of? You got it. Bing Rames. And that's exactly...
All right, I don't need to listen to this, Ted. You don't have to be that graphic. We understand what you're saying.
You know, Bell, you've got a way of putting things that's a little weird, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, you know what? It's a weird world, General. You ought to know that. And I can tell you this right now. It is a figurative thing that I'm saying. I don't appreciate being told by people, hey, this is the next big thing, this digital currency, and I put $100,000 into it just to help a friend out. And the next thing I hear is from a guy on a talk show. I'm on the radio here. I am exposed for all the world, and I'm being told, oh, hi, Ted, how you doing? Well, guess what? That $100,000, it's in the toilet, man. Go ahead and throw that. See, now I'm looking at the TV. Is that a chick? I'm looking at the TV. One of the kids that got the portable TV. Is that a woman? It is. It's a guy. They got two guys holding hands on TV. What do you think about that? So,
I don't know. I mean, why? What has that got to do with anything?
I don't know. I just saw that my son, Josh, whatever. I know. It's one of these crime shows. There was two guys walking down the street holding hands. See, and you're telling me that I lost $100,000 and I got taken into a back room.
Ted, you know, everything with you is you're taken into a back room or you're...
I work and I live in a hardball world of business. And my friend, when something like this happens, it feels like a violation. I can tell you that.
All right, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is on the line with us. Can you tell me, if you don't mind, Ted, what is Bitcoin? What is this virtual currency and how does it work?
All right, well, look, Mt. Gox is the world's biggest, or at least they were the world's biggest Bitcoin exchange. And when they stopped trading, I guess, and all of this confidence has been shaken, but Bitcoin was... A form of... Roll the window up, will you? I'm sorry, Phil. I got Marcy and Josh. We're heading back home for a birthday celebration. Just roll the window up, will you? I'm not in the mood. Henry just blew it.
Wait. Hold on for a minute.
No, it's okay, but everybody's excited about Marcy's birthday. Happy birthday, honey. You know I love you. Yeah. I don't give a damn now.
Ted, if you want to just stop, why don't you hang the phone up and enjoy your family, okay?
It's too late now. You call me up and tell me, guess what? Hey, Ted, it's Phil Hendry. You lost $100,000. How do you feel about that? I got my wife in the car.
I had no idea that your wife was in the car with you or your son.
Well, you do now, don't you?
I didn't do it on purpose.
I know that. I appreciate that. What, honey? Hold on. But my wife, what? I don't give a good damn. Yeah, let's get some ice cream, sure. Huh? Yeah, ice cream. I don't give a sweet.
Boy, aren't you just the life of the party.
You know, Ted, don't take it out on your family.
I'll thank you to mind your own business, if you don't mind.
Listen, Ted, don't take it out on your family. I am minding my business.
I'll thank you to mind your own business, if you don't mind.
Ted.
I'll thank you to mind your own business.
If you don't mind. We got it, Ted.
Well.
All right, so what is Bitcoin?
Hold on. What, honey? He's asking me about Bitcoin. We just lost $100,000. We just lost $100,000. Hey, Josh, Daddy just lost $100,000. You think I ought to be happy about Mommy's birthday? Hold on, Phil. I'm talking to my family, okay?
Are you driving the car?
Yeah. You don't think I can talk and drive at the same time? What? Well, happy birthday, honey. I love you very much. But Henry has just told me that you and me, our family, we just lost $100,000. You think I'm supposed to be happy now about your birthday? Yes. My wife said, yeah, you should. Okay, that shows you how much you care about me.
You know, you sound like a real baby. Boy, I can't even believe she wants to have her birthday party with you.
She's my wife. Why wouldn't she?
Because you're doing your very, very best to bum her out.
What are you talking about?
I can hear everything you're saying.
Ted, we can hear everything, and you're talking to Josh, and you're saying things like, Daddy lost $100,000. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm asking you, Josh. You haven't answered. Josh, Daddy's talking. What do you think about Daddy losing $100,000 on some scumbags in Japan? Yeah, my son, you know what he did? Now, I didn't do this. My son did this. He just pulled his eyes back like he was trying to pretend like he's Charlie Chan. See, I didn't do that. That is the world that did that to him.
You know what? I'm going to let you go, man. I want you to enjoy your family. And if you've got a son that is pulling that kind of stuff, being that kind of crude and racist...
I beg your pardon?
No. That kind of crude and racist humor, you need to sit down and talk with that boy. You don't need to be on the air with us talking about your Bitcoin.
Well, I just took it in the shorts to the tune of $100,000. Hold on, Marcy. Will you, for God's sake? Yes, we'll stop and get your chocolate ice cream. I just took it in the pants, for $100,000 in a clean pair of pants. And I'm not supposed to ask. I said to my son, what do you think about Daddy taking it in the pants for $100,000? And he went, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and he pulled his...
And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, that bell, you know, the sooner that guy gets to a psychiatrist, the better.
He does sound like he's...
I think the worst part of that is the way he... was landed on his family. God, I didn't know it was his wife's birthday, for crying out loud. And then the guy is like, hey, you know, yeah, we'll get your ice cream. What a jackass. God, you know what? My father used to be like that.
You're kidding.
No, my dad would... My father had they had this great talent for when everybody was happy, he'd all of a sudden just have some bummer going on, you know, and he'd just bring everybody down, man. And I remember later in life...
Well, you got to start. If you're going to start getting heavy, man, I want to go out and get myself some tangerine juice. Go on, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to bum you guys out.
Well, that's exactly what you just said Bell was doing.
That's a good point.
Yes, very good point. So Phil will be back, folks.
I'll do it, Margaret.
No, I'll do it. Phil will be back, ladies and gentlemen, with more, and we'll wrap up the show. And here's some real bummer downer music to go along with Phil's whole rap.
I'd like to do it.
No, just go get some tangerine. I'm Margaret Gray.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Online at TuneIn, live and mobile. Online on our Listen live stream at philhendryshow.com, live and mobile. And when we say live and mobile, that is your cell phone or your iPad or your tablet or your smartphone, whatever you got, we're there for you, and we will be. And on March the 15th, we are a completely web-based online radio show, or if you will, web show, or if you will, webcast, or if you will...
Or if you won't,
whatever the hell, virtual show. It's a show, but it's a virtual show. And maybe one of these days we'll start taking just bitcoins. I wonder if Bitcoin is a way of buying stuff and only buying stuff on the internet. For instance, like we have a subscription service, our radio show and our audio, and all of the stuff that we have, the 5,000 more than 5,000 hours of audio. We could take Bitcoin for subscription money, right?
Well, is that what like but PayPal is and everything?
No, PayPal, man, you got to use real money.
Yeah, PayPal, you have to use real money. But the Bitcoin, it would be a Bitcoin slot, I guess.
Yeah, you'd have to just say, we now engage in Bitcoin, and you guys can use that. So it's a way, I think, if I'm understanding this correctly, it's a way of protecting one's, for instance, online your identity. It's to protect you from identity theft if you're using a credit card. If you're using any kind of banking information to exchange monies online, I don't buy anything online, very few things.
What do you use your credit card for online?
I use a credit card online for instance, I have an Earthlink account. I have an Amazon account. I have, God, I forget what.
Well, what about with a website?
Yeah, what about like using a website?
Yeah, we have vendors that we deal with in our website business that we use a company credit card for. But you're talking about personal?
Yes, your own personal credit card. What do you use it for? And what are the last... I'm kidding. I was going to ask you what are the last four digits just to see if... And I don't think you are. Just to see if you were stupid enough to give me the last four digits.
You don't think I am, but you're sitting there with a pen and a pad in front of you.
That's kind of a giveaway, Margaret.
In case. Just in case.
And what were you going to do with that information?
Phil, if you're stupid enough to give me your credit card number, you don't think I'm not going to... Why wouldn't I write it down?
And what are you going to do with that information?
Wouldn't you like to know?
So you're going to go and use my credit card and rip me off.
I'll say it again. If you are dumb enough, if you just came out of the jungle yesterday, if you just came out of your cave with your club and your deerskin wrapped around your rear end, dragging your wife by her hair, and you said, "Hi, I'm an ape man. Here's my credit card number." Wouldn't you use that?
No, because... Yeah, I... What do you mean, wouldn't I... What ape man has a credit card?
Good question.
So I would think that he's smart enough to have a credit card, so he'd be smart enough to go to the... What are we talking about, anyway?
You're talking about whether an ape man has a credit card, and it's a ridiculous premise.
I'm trying to make a point.
You're not making a point very well, okay? No ape man has a credit card. If he did, then I would think he's smart enough to go to the cops.
What cop's an ape man gonna go to?
That's a good question, Mr. Henry. No cop gonna treat him seriously.
Look at you guys with the serious looks on your faces. Like, what cop would, you know, I mean, are you serious?
Well, I mean, you just were discussing it.
And there you are still holding on to that pen.
In case you give the number.
Well, I'm not an ape man out of a cave, so I'm not about to give my credit card number. What ape man would have a credit card number?
I'm asking you if you're that dumb, or if an ape man were that, or if an ape man were that smart. Well, no, he'd have to be dumb.
All right, well, let's forget about the ape man. Let's just take a good old-fashioned dumb guy, okay?
All right, let's say it's just some guy that buys extra lives on Candy Crush Saga like you.
Excuse me, I've never bought an extra life on Candy Crush Saga.
You are you sure, Phil?
I'm absolutely sure. You think I'd spend my money? No way. No way.
Well, who's the one that said they bought extra lives?
Are you trying to say that's dumb? Because I've purchased extra... You think I'm going to wait around for somebody to give me a life? I don't wait for anyone to give me life. I go out and I take it. I did it in the Army. All right, I do it on the Candy Crush Saga, too. But I don't see how that... You're making this look really bad.
No, you're the guy that's, you know...
All right, so let's say that isn't dumb. Let's say it's not very wise. Are you that... Oh, General.
God, General. Whew.
What?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's a natural act.
God, dude.
Well, that all bets are off on that. I'm out of the mood. I've lost the mood.
You've lost the mood to argue about whether or not an ape man has a credit card, huh?
I was never in that mood.
Phew. Hey, you want to know something? I eat very healthy.
Well, I'll give you this. It smells like something. You know True, the horse that Johnette Napolitano has?
I don't know the horse. I've seen her writing about that horse.
Well, she loves that horse. And I just want to say, if True cut one, General, you ought to get together with that horse because the two of you are probably buying from the same feed exchange. I'm Margaret Gray. Don't say it. I'm the one that gets the last word.
Now, when we got 3 minutes left in the show...
Well, don't say anything about...
By the way, I wanted to say that Johnette posted something. She quoted you as ripping her music.
I saw that. I have no idea what she's talking about.
She has a quote there that you just ripped her, saying that she doesn't rehearse, that she sucks, all kind of stuff.
I've never, ever said any such thing about Johnette's music. I think she is marvelous. I love her music. I love Concrete Blonde. I've loved everything about her for many, many years, and I've kept very quiet about it. I've written very silent little fan letters to her, signed a fan. I don't look for any advantage. I don't look for any special favors. I think she's wonderful. and that she would say that I said what she said that I said, what I did not say, which was that I thought she blew Chipmunk or something.
Well, no, I said that you said that she, her music, blows on high.
Yes, I never said that.
You like her music?
Yes, I like her. What are you, what is this, all of us of the Inquisition?
Well, you gotta make sure you gotta sit here ripping on it.
Do you like her music or don't you?
Yes, I do. Don't ask me again. I'm getting pissed off.
Well, Margaret, we have to be clear. Now, do you or do...
All right, take it easy, General. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. I saw that quote and it looked really nasty, you know.
I didn't say any such thing. If I said anything like that, I probably said it about someone... I don't know who I said it about. Some other singer, some other turd.
Some other turd. All right.
I can't think of any Oh, God. You know, that Oakland Kush you gave me, I mean...
Yeah. So, we're going to see you guys... we're going to see you guys on Monday here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we certainly do hope that you will join us as we return. We are live, as I say, on TuneIn and our Listen Live line each and every night starting at 7 o'clock. On the 15th, remember, we go to 9 a.m., and, of course, the podcast gets dropped, if you'll pardon the expression, around 1 o'clock Pacific, same day. It's a beautiful thing. We love you. Have a great weekend. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.